There's a moon that orbits around the planet Saturn called Titan, and its landscape is the most Earth-like one in the solar system. Its seasons are much longer, though. Each one lasts about 7 Earth years. In fact, for Titan, summer is still almost 3 years away. As NPR's Ray Ellen Bichel reports, scientists are making first observations about springtime changes in Titan's northern seas.
If he was on Titan instead of in his lab at Cornell, Jason Hofgartner says here's what things would look like.
Large sand dunes, rivers, big lakes and seas.
Hofgartner's a grad student in astronomy. He's studied Titan's landscape in images taken by the Cassini spacecraft. It's been orbiting Saturn for the past 10 years. He says compared to Earth, Titan wouldn't be a very comfortable place to live.
It's about 180 degrees colder.
That's in Celsius.
And it would also be much darker, and that's because Titan has a very thick haze, almost like a very thick smog layer that prevents light from reaching the surface.
Making sunsets an orangey brown. Water is scattered around as solid, icy pebbles. But it's Titan's seas that researchers got excited about recently. In particular, one in the north, the Ligia Mare, named after a mythical siren who lured sailors to their deaths. It's very cold, and it looks very dark.
Like really like a black liquid.
It's liquid natural gas. You could use it to run a bus.
And up till now, we think that it would be quite flat and calm environment.
Smooth and glossy. But then Hofgartner and his colleagues were sifting through radar images.
And noticed that there was this essentially a bright spot where there hadn't been a bright spot before. And then 16 days later, it wasn't there again.
It had disappeared. In their paper in the journal Nature, Hofgartner and his colleagues say this bright spot coming and going is evidence of something moving in that ocean of natural gas.
That's what we've been waiting to see.
Ellen Stofan is NASA's chief scientist. The movement could be windblown waves, bubbles from something below, or even a chunk of pumice floating on the surface like a fluffy iceberg. Stofan says whatever the thing is, it's a sign of the season changing. As Titan's northern hemisphere gets more sunlight, the atmosphere is warming. Spring is in the air.
So it's around now with the seasons changing, the winds should be picking up, temperatures changing a little bit. So we were starting to look, are things on these northern seas, are we going to see changes?
This is the first one. Stofan says monitoring these changes through the season will help scientists understand more about Titan. But it could also help explain more about our planet.
These results are just incredibly exciting because it's showing that we have this dynamic world so far out in the solar system where we can learn about oceanography and climate.
Titan seas may be made of a bizarre material.
But it's behaving exactly the way water does here on Earth. So what an opportunity to learn more about the liquid cycles that we have here on Earth. Now we've got somewhere to compare it to.
The researchers expect to see more signs of movement on Titan seas as its summer approaches in 2017. Ray Ellen Bichel, NPR News.